This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Next up, it's a Plains FM feature interview, keeping you in touch with the people and events happening in our Canterbury community.
Canterbury has a thriving volunteering community, and at the heart of it, we've got Volunteering Canterbury, an organization that recruits and supports volunteers. Today on a fresh new Plains FM features, we're speaking to the outreach manager at Volunteering Canterbury, Glenda Martin. Kia ora, Glenda, how are you doing?
Kia ora, thank you. Doing very well.
Glenda came into the office today for a small meeting with Nikki and myself. Nikki is the station manager over here. And we were just discussing Volunteering Week, which is coming up in June. Let's start from the top. So, Glenda, as the outreach manager for Volunteering Canterbury, can you tell me a little bit about your role, please?
Okay, so my role is going out and about in the community, talking to people about volunteering. So I talk to a lot of groups, perhaps groups who are in some sort of transition, getting re-engaged with their community through volunteering and what that might look like and the sort of options that they might want to pursue with that. And also going out to organisations who are engaging volunteers about how they can support their volunteers and support their volunteer program so that their volunteers feel valued, worthwhile, and just making sure that they get some tips and tricks of how to recruit and support volunteering, essentially.
Okay, and does that take the form of like workshops or mentorships and stuff like that?
Yes, so we offer an annual training program. We do monthly one-hour sessions that give information specific to volunteer management. So that could be around things like privacy, health and safety, reimbursement of volunteer expenses, that sort of thing. And then throughout the year also we do some more kind of solid workshops, I guess, where they're on a specific topic around things like challenging conversations, you know, boundaries, those sorts of things that we come up with as issues in paid workplaces. And of course, there is likely, or it's as possible, that they'll come up in a workspace where it's essentially volunteers as well. So it's just giving our volunteer managers or coordinators tools to ensure everyone's happy.
Nice. And what do you get volunteers from all different backgrounds, ages, stuff? Do you see a pattern?
So across the country, the general population over 60 is the biggest number of people who are currently volunteering in New Zealand. But the growth in numbers growing, getting out into the community to volunteer, is actually about the 18 to 30-year-olds. So that's across the country. Within Christchurch, we've got about 26, 27% who are identifying as having English as a second language. So that's quite significant. And predominantly through our website, there is a higher percentage of women. But a lot of the volunteering that men are doing can be in areas that aren't necessarily coming through our website. So sports, for example, or people going direct to emergency services, Coast Guard, those sorts of things, where there tends to be a larger percentage of males in those roles, but may not be coming through what we see. So I think essentially it's around people having time to volunteer is who's volunteering. And in the past, that may have been sort of older people, but that is changing.
Yeah, like you said, now that the age group is slightly changing, do you see a change in the kinds of volunteering roles that people are trying to enroll in over time and through your website?
Yes, absolutely. So volunteering has essentially become much more skill-based than perhaps it was previously. So these days you'll see roles advertised on our website for IT development, social media, things that are quite technical and require quite specific skills. And that's important because the people who want to volunteer these days are looking often for project-based volunteering opportunities rather than ongoing. And they've got a specific skill which they wish to utilise in giving back to the community. So people aren't necessarily turning up as they may have done a decade or so ago with spare time. What can I do? That's not what we see these days. People are wanting to make an impact, use a special skill that they've got, or perhaps gain some experience in something that they're looking to get into, perhaps in paid employment.
Yeah, and I think as like an organization, y'all yourselves have to be quite nimble, add roles like these to your website or like remain relevant in the community.
Yes, I think it's for us, it's about encouraging our organizations to think outside the square in terms of what roles they might come in with. A very basic role that's really easily identified as something they need. So, for example, it might be they need an assistant to travel in a van that's being used to bring older people into a social activity once a week or whatever, but they mightn't have considered that they could also have somebody to help with maintenance around their site or their social media or things like that that sit in the background but still need doing.
Yeah.
That's part of what my role, I guess, is when I go to an organisation, trying to identify that there might be otherwise we can support them with volunteers that they haven't quite thought of themselves because they're focused on delivering the service that they're delivering.
Okay, and let's talk a little bit about you. We've already covered your role, but you know, like as you were growing up, was volunteering a big part of your life?
I think in New Zealand it's pretty unusual to get through without doing some sort of volunteering, but we don't necessarily think about it when we're doing it at the time. And I certainly, when I took on this role, I didn't think that I'd done very much volunteering. But when you reflect, then you can see that, you know, even helping around playgrounds when we're at school, that sort of thing. And I do remember going with my parents on countless door-to-door collections for various community organisations as a youngster. So I think that's, we just sort of tend to get on and do it in New Zealand, and our school camps, and particularly when you're as a parent, we always getting involved. And these days, that's actually essential. Otherwise, our youngsters don't have opportunity to go to camps or join sports clubs and have uniforms and compete in events and so on. So, I think it's cool. I think it's cool as we age that we get to kind of change our priorities and focus with how we spend our time volunteering. So these days my children are young adults, and I no longer have to kind of fit in around what might be supporting what they do. So I get to volunteer in things that I want to put my time. So I sit on a few governance boards. I ring bells at a local church. And I've been involved with the Peace Train also, which runs around during the summer in the garden. So, yeah, having some fun with the volunteering now, yeah.
That's nice. And how long have you been with Volunteering Canterbury?
I started with Volunteering Canterbury in 2012, and essentially it was a role to go around and find out what was happening around volunteers post-quake, when so many organisations had been displaced, working maybe from homes or boots of cars or whatever, and also looking at where we needed to be supporting volunteers and volunteer managers who perhaps were being really challenged with burnout and all the stress that was related to doing our everyday business as usual, along with perhaps earthquake repairs and all that stuff. So that's essentially how the role was established, and it's grown from then.
Yeah, I mean, you're outreach manager on top right now.
Yeah, I love it.
So all of these volunteers, you said earthquake management and stuff like that, some of them sound slightly technical. Do y'all also provide training? You said earlier in the interview that y'all do workshops, but especially for managers that work with a lot of volunteers, do y'all have workshops for them to help them effectively manage a large group of people in disasters and stuff like that?
Yes, so in terms of the organisations that we have that come to us, often the volunteer manager may be a volunteer themselves, maybe only have so many hours available if it is a paid role. Some of the volunteer managers have got teams of like 180 volunteers around around Otatahi Christchurch, for example. So, and some are bigger than that and working shifts and so on. So there's quite some challenges, and people don't usually come into a volunteer manager role by a career choice, so with necessary training in perhaps HR or that sort of thing. So essentially we're trying to fill the gap so that they can get on with what their main core mahi is without having to know everything that they need to know around health and safety regulations, privacy, that sort of thing. So while volunteers don't fall under employment legislation, they certainly do fall under health and safety legislation, for example.
Nice. And I don't know, just like personally talking as a volunteer yourself, you know, like when you volunteer, does it provide you with sort of like the satisfaction of helping the community and doing something good? I'm guessing like now that you've spent so much time in the organization and in and around volunteers, I'm pretty sure there's something special that you hold close to your heart when it comes to volunteering.
I think that we don't talk enough about the benefits to the volunteer of volunteering. There's actually some really good research around volunteering as increasing self-esteem, feelings of well-being and so on. I would suggest that people shouldn't be volunteering in a role unless they look forward to going back to it next time. And I think that's what people do when they're gifting their time. They need to be getting a feeling of satisfaction and worth and understanding that they're part of something much bigger in terms of impact. But definitely there are benefits to volunteers, and we see that. We see that at the moment there's quite a large motivation amongst our volunteers to get into paid employment, for example. So by volunteering, they get an opportunity to get a feeling for what a workplace might be like. They get support and being punctual, reliable, all those things that then transfer very nicely, apart from any technical skills, into a workplace. And so we see people who get confidence in volunteer roles who wouldn't necessarily have been as confident enough to go straight from their situation into a paid employment situation. So I'm really privileged. I hear those sorts of good stories often when I'm out and about in the community.
Yeah, just to talk about my experience. So I came to New Zealand 2 and something years ago, and I started volunteering with business mentors to help small organizations with their social media and their marketing. And that was a great opportunity to learn how the Kiwi market functioned and how to interact with someone over here. And I did pick up a lot of good skills through volunteering with them. And also I formed like really great connections with the people who were working there, who then helped me with references on my next job interviews and stuff like that. So
exactly.
It really helps, you know.
Yeah.
So get out there and volunteer.
And it's like when you volunteer, you generally don't volunteer with the groups of people who you would normally associate with. So, you know, we all live within in certain communities. It might be whānau, it might be faith-based, it might be sport, marae-based or whatever. We all have these communities that we fluidly move between, but when we volunteer, we generally are volunteering with yet another group. So particularly in terms of that experience and getting into employment, for example, you know, there might be somebody that you meet outside of that who wouldn't have knocked on your door and said, "Oh, Sinclair, there's a job here that's got your name on it." But if you placed yourself out in the community and people get to know you, then they will speak on your behalf and think of you if they see something that might be appropriate. So, yeah, lots of benefits about volunteering in it. And it is something that I think we need to start talking a bit more about, those benefits.
Yeah, just before we got to doing this interview, you were talking about an example of when mentees were talking about their mentors, and there was like a really cool activation Could you just take us through a little bit about that? Because it really stuck home. I was so emotional, and it was a beautiful story, actually.
So I was just sharing that last year we worked with an amazing group of second-year students from New Zealand Broadcasting School, and they put together some collateral that we could use, some videos, and they went out and met people. And we wanted to showcase volunteering across Waitaha, Canterbury, over, say, 24 hours in a day, just so that volunteering doesn't just happen in the mornings or the evenings or whenever. There's always some volunteering going on. And one of the things that I was keen to do a shout-out to was things like of mentoring, because many organisations these days are offering mentoring for youngsters, or, as you said yourselves, for businesses. So I'm keen to sort of get that. So I wasn't sure how they would be able to do that because of privacy and so on, but they came up with a brilliant way of interviewing some volunteers with a program called Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And to respect privacy, the mentees had recorded something about their mentor, which on camera they then had in a recording which the mentor listened to on an earpiece. So the image was of watching these people listening at the same time as we, the viewer, were listening to what the mentee was saying about the mentor and how valuable that person had become to them in their life. And that was a very heartwarming, because the mentors hadn't heard that before, and they were both mentors who were part of that program were quite overwhelmed hearing of the impact they were having on this, in this case, young people's lives. And so that sort of thing, we can't underestimate the power, I think, of the empathy that's created when we actually connect with people who we wouldn't normally connect with. And it makes for kinder communities, I would suggest. But yes, I've shown that video a few times in various places, and there's often a need for tissues. So encourage anyone, if they want to have a look at those videos, they are available on YouTube, and there's a link on our website.
And your YouTube channel, I'm guessing, is Volunteering Canterbury?
You know what? I don't know it offhand, but there's a little YouTube icon on our page, which is volcan.org.nz.
Yeah, and just in case, while I'm writing the description for this episode, I will drop that link to your YouTube channel in the description also.
That's perfect. Thank you.
Okay, the second last question, actually. So we've got the Volunteering Week happening between the 18th to the 22nd of June this year. Could you take us through a little bit of what you all do to celebrate volunteers? You've already given us a really good example of one of the things right now, but what are some other things that the organization does to sort of celebrate volunteers?
So the week is, it's always the third week in June. So it starts on Sunday the 16th and rolls through to the 22nd. So during that week, we'll have probably some extra training opportunities for volunteer managers, but we always have an awards celebration on the Monday of that week. And that's an opportunity when organizations throughout the Canterbury have been invited to nominate someone who's made an outstanding volunteer contribution to their organisation. So those awards will take place in the civic offices on the Monday. We'll be doing a big shout-out in the press on the Friday of that week. And beforehand, during June, there'll be a few extra things happening, which will be recognition of volunteers. So we're planning a recognition of environmental volunteers, for example, this year, and that'll take the form of a mural along at the Climate Action Campus over in the Red Zone. So there'll be lots of additional things. At the moment, we're really focusing on giving our organisations some tips and tricks on how to recognise simply and at low cost or no cost, their volunteers, so that it's an excellent week when people just share stories, and we'll be gathering lots of stories, and we share stories all the time on our social media, but it's a time for us when we really will be pushing the story of how cool it is to volunteer, our benefits of volunteering, and the impact that makes in the community.
How cool it is to volunteer. Okay, so many advantages to volunteering, listeners. If you do want to volunteer, get started on like your volunteering journey. Glenda, what do you suggest? How do people reach y'all? Is it social media?
So we have a recruitment platform which our member organisations post roles on, and that's at volcan.org.nz. On the menu, just select volunteer opportunities. It takes you through to any time, probably about 250 volunteer roles there. I do not suggest you look at them all. You'll be there all day, and it's a little bit like a candy shop, so be careful. So what you can do is have a look at the roles by category. So just flick down, there's a drop-down box, and look at the categories. Something will jump out at you, I'm sure, and see what's available there.
Perfect. Hey, thank you so much for talking to me, Glenda. I really like your aura and your vibe. You've got something about you that's so nice. Seriously, thank you for coming into the office and having a chat with us.
Thank you. I'm always happy to come in and talk volunteering.
Cool, peeps. Catch you in the next one. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to a Plains FM featured interview, keeping you in touch with what's happening in our Canterbury community.